WCRI's festival series highlights one of our community's greatest musical traditions, the Newport Music Festival. Since 1969, the Newport Music Festival has hosted over 2,000 concerts in Rhode Island's most prestigious venues, while presenting world-renowned and emerging classical music artists from around the globe. The Newport Music Festival has left an indelible mark on our music history here in Rhode Island, as well as around the world. Now, here's host Mike Mano, along with the festival's executive director, Pamela Pantos.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to another episode of the Newport Music Festival special series with Pamela Pantos, the executive director. I'm Mike Mano, and happy to be back with Pamela and finding out what's new in the world of the Newport Music Festival.
There's always something new. As a matter of fact, last Friday night, we had Kalmus, that wonderful concert.
Ooh, a cappella group.
Yeah, a cappella, there
up
we go.
My alley.
They were absolutely fabulous. And we have a surprise for May coming up that we'll announce in a week or so.
Oh, also people have to wait for us until next week
to
announce it?
Absolutely, absolutely. A little anticipation.
All right, a little teaser there. All right. Well, what do you have for us tonight?
So this evening we're going to continue the preview of the Newport Music Festival summer 2019 season. And this evening I'm very excited to present the music of the concert named Solo Masterpieces, which will be a very special experience. This concert will take place on Sunday, July 14th at 8 p.m. at the Breakers. In this concert, the festival artists will be the soloists for the pieces on the program and simultaneously support their colleagues. For example, in the second half of the program, we have Vivaldi's Cello Concerto for two cellos, and Sergei Antonov, a festival favorite who won the Tchaikovsky competition, and Laura Metcalf, another festival favorite, will be the soloists.
Okay.
And for the rest of the evening, they will be part of the string ensemble, joined together like a little orchestra. Hmm. So we have an orchestra of of soloists, of world-class soloists. So huge thank you to all of the festival artists for being such great colleagues and willing to do this. So let's just jump right into this exciting repertoire. The concert begins with Handel's beloved harp concerto, and we are incredibly fortunate to have Bridget Kibbe, harpist extraordinaire, joining us at the festival this summer. So let's listen to the first movement, here played by Marissa Robles and the Academy of St. Martin in the Fields, conducted by Iona Brown.
Thank you.
definitely gets me in the mood. I'm all bright and cheery now.
There we go.
Let's go along to the next piece.
So this entire concert has one delightful piece after another, and I want to make sure that we play as much of the music as possible for our listeners. So this next piece is Bach's Harpsichord Concerto in F minor. Some of you may have heard Ian Watson play at the festival last year, and we are so fortunate to have him back this summer. Ian not only appears at Tanglewood, but he's also artistic director of Arcadia Players Period Instrument Orchestra, music director of the Connecticut Early Music Festival, and was appointed associate conductor of Boston's Handel and Haydn Society in September of 2016.
Busy guy.
He's a busy guy, and he's an incredible artist. He actually plays harpsichord on one of my favorite recordings of all time. Arlene Auger, soprano, starring in a Handel opera, and just amazing. So I would love to play this piece in its entirety. We have here Apollo's Fire and Jeanette Sorrell with Bach's Harpsichord Concerto.
All right, we will listen to that. Three pieces all kind of put together.
Three movements, yes, exactly.
All right, we'll listen to those and take a commercial break.
Thank you.
Newport Music Festival on WCRI tonight. We have Executive Director Pamela Pantos, as usual, sitting with me, Mike Maino, as we talk about the festival coming up this summer and other special events. And Pamela, I just want to remind everybody how to buy tickets for these events.
That's a really good thing to do. Thank you, Mike. So we're very proud of the website because on it, if you go to newportmusic.org, you can not only learn about the concerts and the program, but also learn about the artists that are performing. And if you go to the bottom of any given page for any given concert, you will find excerpts, media clips, and details about the performance venues as well. So it's a very, I would say, inclusive, comprehensive website, and we're very proud of it. So you can buy tickets certainly on the website, or if you need assistance, you are more than welcome to call the box office at 401-849-0700.
And talk to a real person?
Yes, we actually pick up the phone.
There you go. All right. Wow, that's great. All right, I know there's always something new going on, and let's talk about some new things happening.
Terrific. Another unique aspect of this concert is the inclusion of a program that we're inaugurating this summer at the festival, namely the Young Professional Artist Program. Five outstanding early career musicians, four string players and one pianist, will immerse themselves in the life of the festival for an intensive 24-day program. Participants will receive coaching and master classes with all of our world-famous festival artists, and they'll actually perform alongside them in performances like the one that we're talking about this evening.
What a great opportunity.
Isn't it? Yeah. Isn't it? And so they also get coached by these artists. It's going to be really terrific. I'm very excited about it. And the reason, you know, it's finally happening is about 18 months ago, I read a statistic that I'm going to tell our listeners a little bit about, and I was so stunned by it. Each year, an estimated 3,000 music performance majors graduate from colleges and conservatories. Yet on average, there are only 210 full-time orchestra positions that become available each year in the United States.
In all of the United States, that's
right.
Amazing.
Well, if you're at the Boston Symphony Orchestra, why would you leave wonderful...
That's right. You don't leave. No one leaves.
Right? So people don't leave those positions sometimes for 20 or 30 years, even longer.
Right.
So what that means is there's employment for just 7% of these graduates. And there's even less if you think about all of the other available professional musicians that are competing and vying for those same jobs.
Sure.
So as a result, the majority of these talented young musicians never have the opportunity to develop a career. So the Young Professional Artist Program will forge a bridge from the talented student to the consummate professional, giving these musicians not only critical exposure in a renowned concert series like the Newport Music Festival, but also building their confidence and their resume in ways that, of which they could only dream. So, you know, for us, it's been very important. We've taken a whole year to put this program together, and I think our listeners, our audience, are just going to love to see these young, upcoming musicians on stage. So this concert will also include these young professional artist string players. So on the program, the Vivaldi Concerto for Four Violins is next. And I know we've talked about Vivaldi a lot in our discussions, one of my favorite composers. And I continue to marvel at his ability to reinvent the concerto form every time. So the soloists for this piece at the festival will include Stephanie Chase, Irina Murisano, and Francesco Fulana, all of whom, as we know, are world-class soloists. So let's listen to the first movement here played by I solisti italiani.
Thank you.
So you know, Mike, Baroque composers loved to pay tribute to other composers, their colleagues, or sometimes they even went back and grabbed melodies from, you know, medieval times, madrigals, and they utilized different melodies and themes. So the next piece on this program is one of Charles Avison's concertos. Now, Charles Avison lived in the 1700s, so he was, you know, very late Baroque and classical, predominantly. And he grabbed a piece by Antonio Scarlatti and wrote 12 concerti to the music of Scarlatti. So we're going to listen to two movements, the last two movements, actually, from this piece, which I think our listeners will love.
All right, we'll listen to those two, then take a short break and be back with more.
Thank you.
The Newport Music Festival Summer Series 2019 tickets are on sale now, and I happen to be fortunate enough to sit with Pamela Pantos, the executive director of the festival. And Pamela, we can't stress enough that people should be going online, find your website, and buy tickets now, because there were people that were shut out last summer.
Absolutely.
And, you know, this season is coming up fast. I know it's a little chilly out there right now. Beware the Ides of March. But we want to get everybody seated in their proper place.
And, you know, some of the concerts have already sold 80 or 90 tickets. So you're not saying something that's, you know, just promoting it, but rather, really, if you want a good seat and there's a concert that you think you're going to enjoy the music of, like this wonderful concert of these, you know, all these Baroque solo pieces that you never get to hear together. And again, I think it's fascinating to see these superstar artists, right? So they step out and they play solo and then they go back and then they're playing tutti because they're supporting their colleagues. I mean, how fun is this going to be?
That's going to be amazing. It's to me, I'm way older than you, but it's kind of like when I used to watch the Johnny Carson show and, you know, Frank Sinatra would come on and Joey Bishop would come on and Sammy Davis Jr. would come on and all these people together and then they would perform together. Yeah. And it was, you know, you don't see that much anymore,
right,
but
exactly.
Here's an opportunity to see it in your style of music.
Well, yes, exactly right, exactly. So let's go on to the third segment of this evening's performance or concert. There are three more pieces on this program, including the Vivaldi Cello Concerto I mentioned earlier. There's an incredible Albinoni oboe concerto that will be played by Mary Lynch, who is the first oboist of the Seattle Symphony Orchestra. And that's a fabulous piece in and of itself. But I want to make sure that we get time to play the last piece of the program. That's called Il Grosso Mogul, again, Vivaldi. This entire piece requires the utmost dexterity and speed from the soloist, which is why it's last on the program. And its unique mystery alludes to the Indian court. So, again, Vivaldi took a lot of sights and sounds in, and he was very influenced, you know, that was the time when things from the East became came to Europe. And so he heard these sights and these sounds, and he was very taken by it. Stephanie Chase is going to be the soloist here. And some of our listeners may have attended last year's Mozart and Vivaldi concert at the festival where Ian Watson led from the harpsichord and Stephanie Chase played the Four Seasons. And honestly, it was the most dynamic and exciting Four Seasons I've ever heard. And to be that close to the performers was just thrilling. So we're very excited that these artists are returning this summer to collaborate again on this concert. So we're going to finish this evening's program with Il Grosso Mogul in its entirety, here played by Victoria Mulova and Il Giardino Armonico. And just to follow up about what you said earlier, yes, tickets are on sale. You can buy them and learn more about the concerts by going to newportmusic.org. And if you'd like, please call the box office at 401-849-0400, and we're happy to answer any questions you might have.
Excellent. All right, well, we'll listen to these three pieces, and then we'll see you all next time on WCRI's special presentation of the Newport Music Festival.
Thank you for listening to WCRI's Festival Series featuring the Newport Music Festival. For more information on the festival, special seasonal concerts, to purchase tickets, or to donate, call 849-0700 or visit newportmusic.org.